Chinese-Cantonese Refresher Course, Formal Testing Unit 5, Part 1, Oral Comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese-Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书.
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number one.
西藏的人口有75万.
Question number two.
好多廣東人向國外移民.
Question number three.
戰爭在進行中.
Question number four.
佢哋信回教.
Question number five.
政府已經逐漸改善.
Question number six.
華僑匯款回國救濟僑胞.
Question number seven.
佢哋受訓之後 隨時準備攻擊.
Question number eight.
冬天的時候,他們穿羊毛衣.
Question number nine.
他們沒有充分的肉食.
Question number ten.
訓練了一年,他就畢了業.
Question number 11.
這個部隊有很大的實力.
Question number 12.
全體人員都有很好的組織.
Part 2. Oral Comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese-Cantonese which describes a situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is the correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一個中國朋友請我去吃飯.
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
西藏的歷史是一種神話.
Question number 14.
秦始皇帝合併越南,成為中國領土.
Question number 15.
我喺第二次大战之前, 我仲喺小学。
Question number 16.
嗰处有好多工厂。
Question number 17.
美国成人入伍之后。
Question number 18.
军事野战训练应该做得好逼真。
Question number 19.
现在已经采用美式代替德式。
Question number 20.
佢负责政治部嘅一切事务。
Question number 21.
呢个部门系办理各种机密事项。
Question number 22.
佢嘅阴谋被揭发咗。
Question number 23.
呢个国家需要大量嘅经济援助。
Question number 24.
佢唔听人嘅解释同警告。
Question number 25.
各方面都大致相同。
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4, formal testing unit 5. Chinese Cantonese refresher course, formal testing unit 6, part 1, oral comprehension. Directions. In the practice question, there are four words in English. One of the four words is the best translation of a word or phrase in a sentence you will hear spoken in Chinese Cantonese. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Then choose the answer which is the best translation of a word or phrase spoken in the sentence. Now look at the answer sheet. There are four letters, A, B, C, and D. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
我去学校读书。
The C answer is the best translation of a word or phrase in the sentence. You should have circled the letter C since the C answer is correct. Question number 1.
呢个兵泄漏秘密。
Question number 2.
佢哋享受得唔错。
Question number 3.
动员战地嘅人力。
Question number 4.
后方秩序大乱。
Question number 5.
工作成绩好。
Question number 6.
这个艺人有好的表演。
Question number 7.
他讲得好对。
Question number
8. 这种是我们的理想计划。
Question number 9.
陳立德是美國人.
Question number 10.
他駕駛飛機.
Question number 11.
他在空軍做機械的工作.
Question number 12.
他們進攻我軍的陣地.
Part 2. Oral Comprehension. Directions. For the practice question, you will hear a short sentence in Chinese Cantonese which describes a situation. You are to answer a question about the situation. One of the four answers in this practice question is a correct answer. Listen to the sentence carefully and read the answers given in the practice question. Circle the letter which corresponds to the answer you choose. You are to answer the question on the basis of the information supplied in the described situation and not on the basis of the truth or falsity of the sentence. You will hear the sentence only once. You will have 25 seconds to circle your answer on the answer sheet. Practice question.
一個中國朋友請我去吃飯.
You should have circled the letter C, since the C answer is correct. Question number 13.
海岸被封鎖了.
Question number 14.
他每月花的钱超过他的薪水十分之一.
Question number 15.
所有的药品都要靠外国运来.
Question number 16.
他被送去官兵医院.
Question number 17.
保密与防谍的工作.
Question number 18.
战地人力不能支援军事作战.
Question number 19.
敌人的食物缺乏.
Question number 20.
人民出钱出力使军人快乐.
Question number 21.
敌人的部队被炸人数和飞机的损失都计不尽.
Question number 22.
他在飞行学校担任教官.
Question number 23.
一个空军一定要有轰炸机.
Question number 24.
他指揮一隊運輸艦.
Question number 25.
一個日本兵模仿一個中國兵去美國軍營.
Continue with the reading comprehension test, part 3 and part 4, formal testing unit 6.